by me.
And this is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. I'm one of those sub-personages.
That was great. Don't take it all personal, everything.
I'm not taking anything personal. I'm making note of it. I'm making... You know what? Maybe I'm writing a book.
Well, that would be good. You know, write a book about what?
I'm writing... What about what? Get a load of him. I'm writing a book about the time that I spent with Phil Henry, where he took all the credit, he took all of the glory for my sweat and my toil. Forget this.
Hey, Margaret.
I don't even know if you understand what I'm trying to say.
I totally understand, but there's nothing I can do about it because I invented you. And I'm not about to create a persona that is going to go against me because it's going to screw up everything that I've ever wanted.
Listen, when you listen to that, he sounds like Dr. Frankenstein, doesn't he?
You sound a little like a super, you know, a nutcase. What does that mean? What does what mean? What does it mean I sound like a nutcase? You sound like a... What do you call it, bud?
Yeah, like a Dr. Frankenstein.
Yeah, right there. I'm down like a Dr. Frankenstein. And you don't want to, you know... And I don't want to what?
You don't want your creatures turning on you. That's what we're trying to say.
No, that's not the case at all. I want to just move the show along. You guys can be anything you want. Be all you can be.
That's the United States Army.
Yes, except for the fact that Phil created the army that you're in, General. An army that may have lost. An army that probably lives... crawling through the gutters of life, an army...
You stop that. General Shaw is part of the proud American Army.
Whatever you say.
Yeah. Welcome to the program. Anyway, folks, it's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com, and plenty of things to talk about. We have with us Harvey Weierman, and he just got a wild bug up his rear end because he wanted to talk about the what? Well, it's not a wild bug. Harvey was watching something on television... that struck a very deep, deep chord in him. And he wants to talk a little about the longest game, yeah? The longest pro football game ever played. Bud?
Yeah, that was the Kansas City Chiefs and a Miami Chiefs, or I mean a Miami Dolphin. And anyway...
He wants to talk about that.
Why does he want to talk about that?
Because you got Steve Bozell.
Yeah. Sorry.
Yes, Steve Bozell and Bud Dickman, this one here, will be doing the commentary on the debate on Wednesday night. I'm not saying anything. As you know, Phil, I lobbied very heavy for that.
I know you did. I know you did.
And you ignored it. You turned your back on me, walked away as I stood there. It's almost as if I could feel my own under...
Margaret.
No, it's almost as if I could feel my own underwear slipping down...
Slipping down over your ass.
Suddenly it doesn't sound good coming out of you, you know.
Look at Margaret. I decided to use teams that had been together before. I'd like to hear you. I'd like to hear you do what you do before we, you know, put you in... And
before you do what you do?
What do you mean, before I do what I do?
I'd like to hear how you sound doing that kind of thing before I put you on the air.
It makes sense.
Well, Robert, I don't know why you're not sticking up for me. He's never put you on the air to do any of this kind of thing.
I'm putting on... A team of guys. It was Bozell and Dickman.
Yeah, we did the football and everything back in 2014.
They did. They did football, and...
I heard some of the football, and I hope you play it tonight.
We will. We've got some of the clips. So you can hear what Bud and what Steve did during the football broadcast. So they're going to be doing the debate on Wednesday night. Tonight, Harvey Weierman is going to talk to us about the longest game ever played, which was in... on Christmas Day of 1971, General.
Yes, well, it was the Kansas City... understand, I don't know, because I think I was still in country. That is Vietnam. On my way, I was in transit, though. But I know a lot of the guys were watching the game, and it went on and on and on, and I could give a shit, you know.
Well, you didn't care about it?
Yeah. Not in those days. I didn't care.
You weren't a football fan, huh?
Not particularly a football fan, no. I used to watch... Now, if they had the horse racing results, oh, God, I was all over that like white on rice.
Well, were you betting those?
What's that?
Were you betting the horse races?
Occasionally, yes. We had a couple of dollars. What's everybody looking at me for?
Well, I mean, that sounded to me like you were betting all your service pay.
I wasn't betting my service pay. Get these guys. Are you telling me I robbed my family of money?
No, we're not saying. Were you married then?
I had just gotten married, and I wasn't... Boy, I had to kick somebody.
Hey, hold on. Well, what were you doing?
I was sending my pay home to Patsy. If it's any of anybody's business, which I don't think it is. Thank you. I'm General Galen Shaw. There it is. Give it a lick.
Hey!
All right. Stop. So Harvey Weinman joining us on the Phil Henry Show momentarily with that. We also have, as I said, we also have a clip that we're going to play from you, Bud, and Steve Bozell doing the football, so we can hear just exactly what kind of wretched display that was.
Well, you put us on if it's a wretched display.
I'm kidding. Well, it was kind of a wretched display.
Well, then why are you putting them on there?
Because it wasn't bad. At least it was as good as anybody around here could possibly make it. All right, let's go to traffic right now on the world famous Phil Henry Show. And Bob Bacon is out there right now. Bob, what's it look like?
I fell on Allegheny on Brooklyn Freeway, and I hasten to add, by the way, of the grill I've been seeing at the Pat Bond and Pat Benatar and Henry Mancini. I don't see, I saw them, and they were riding the car again. I don't know if she's sleeping with them. What the fuck? I'm seeing a lot, but Henry Mancini, Pat Benatar, and Shadow Compton. Going out to Skyboy.
I saw the same thing, and Bob is up there, and Killerland, and Sandland, and Pop. If you found Florida, you're going to the highway, and go the byway, highway, byway. Go my way, you go the highway, drive by my way, you don't go the highway. Go to Boyd Sky, maybe Sweetan.
I don't know what that was, highway, call you home, that was my way, the highway, you do.
You're nothing more than a doo-doo head.
Hey, everybody, this is Corner Mike. Come on down and see me here at the Chow Chow Lounge. We're at 5151 Lakawena Way in Honolulu, Hawaii. Come down to Chow Chow Lounge. I sell you really big fat reefers. I tell you, you and your girlfriend have a good time out here on the patio, smoking that big stick, and listening to some of the great sounds here. Billy Tom and the Fine Tom and the Pow Pow How How Nawataka. Go on down to the Pow Pow Lounge tonight and see Billy Tong and the Five Pow Pows. Big, fat, fat, fat joints that they sell out in front of the restaurant about 100 yards near the road. Come on down. You can enjoy that, bye.
What did you say?
I said, come on down. You're going to enjoy the pow.
I'm going to enjoy the pow. I don't speak that dope talk.
Wednesday night. It's going to be one of the great debate coverages of all time as Steve Bozell and Bud Dickman take over on the world-famous Phil Henry Show for special debate coverage. It starts at 6. It goes all the way to the end of the road as these two candidates for President of the United States, two of the most jive monkeys that we've ever seen run for the office of President, will stand there and debate. Yeah, sure. Don't miss it. Steve Bozell, Bud Dickman, 6 o'clock Pacific time on the Phil Henry Show website. The debate, number 3.
What the hell is this?
Amity affliction.
I'll say it's an affliction.
Hey, welcome back. Phil Henry Show. Yeah, it's Pittsburgh from Amity Affliction.
That Pittsburgh never sounded like that. How about that?
All right, that's nice. Harvey Weinman, who has been a frequent contributor to the show, is on the line with us right now from San Marino, California. Harvey, it's great to talk with you. I understand that you're one of the arcades out there.
Hey, Phil, what do you say? That's great talking to you, pal.
Hey, are you at an arcade?
Yeah, I am. I got my granddaughter, Constance, here, and she likes to mess around with us. God.
Harvey, you are a guy that just keeps on keeping on. You're a World War II veteran, right?
Yes, I was with the United States Marines in the 5th Marines. And we went everywhere, man, in the Pacific and in WW2. But now I'm with my granddaughter, and then I do a little bit of pro bono work, if you'll pardon the expression. And
but they mean pro bono.
Yeah. You really want me to say?
You know something, Harvey? You don't need to be that vile.
Well, yes, I do. As a matter of fact, it gives me some of the thrills, and some of the thrills and chills that I enjoy. I'm gonna sit down, honey.
Okay.
All right. That's my granddaughter. Anybody messes? Hold on, Phil. Would you mind?
Huh?
Oh, do you mind holding on?
Yeah, go ahead.
Anybody messes with that? Hey, all of you punks. You see the little girl? You mess with her, and your eyeballs, you'll have to go looking for your eyeballs, and you won't be able to find them because you won't have eyeballs to look for them. You understand? And your heads will be found with the mouth open and your own penises in them. And somehow I'll make sure that there's a smile on your face. Do all of you understand what I just said?
Hey, mister.
No. Do all of you understand what I just said? Okay, Phil.
That was pretty vile, and it went out over the air.
Well, I'm sorry. That's my granddaughter. No one. Go ahead, honey. Yeah, that's all right, baby. Go ahead. Does she do anything you want? She does anything she wants because her grandpa says... Oh, man, I want to sit down.
Harvey, we were talking here about Wednesday night. We have Steve Bozell and Bud Dickman who'll be doing the... they'll be doing the debate coverage, and I know that that's sort of prompted a memory with you.
Well, I heard them doing the football, you know, and back in 2015.
Yeah, did you like it?
No, I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all, but it did remind me of the days when I used to listen to the football on the radio. I haven't listened to a football game on radio for years. But the game that I heard was the Kansas City Chiefs against the Miami Chieftains, or was the Miami Dolphins?
I don't, yeah.
Yeah. Herb Rentlock is with me, Phil. Hey, Herb, you want to say hello to Phil?
Hey, tell him hello.
Phil Henry says hello.
Hi, Phil.
Herb says hello to you, Phil.
Oh, he's a great guy.
He's a wonderful man. Herb, who was the Miami Chieftains?
Miami Dolphins.
Miami Dolphins, yeah. I'm telling you, that was the greatest goddamn game I ever saw in my life. And
you know, you really should watch your language, Harvey. I know you don't like me saying these things.
Margaret, please, please let me enjoy the years that I have left without hearing you drop into my life every so often with all of that horse shit.
You do have to kind of watch your language.
All right, all that horse dung, is that, does that work, you know?
Well, yeah, that worked a little bit better.
Yeah.
All right. So now, Dickman, I used to listen to you and Bozell, right? Is that it?
Yes, Steve Bozell.
Yeah, doing the games. I used to enjoy that. It was one of the few things on the Henry Show that I liked. And
well, we have a little bit of one. It's not much, but it's a little bit of a piece of the game. We're just going to put Harvey on hold. Tell Harvey.
Yeah, Harvey, you're on hold, but you can hear it. What? You're on hold, but you can hear it.
Wait a minute. Just tell him. So, folks, this is a piece of one of the games in January of 2014.
You're on hold, but you can hear it.
Bud,
would you just keep it quiet?
Welcome back here. This is Steve Bozell and Bud Dickman, and it's time for the football playoff of the Eagles and the Saints. And we have just witnessed one of the most disgusting displays, dependent, of course, on the side of what you are, when the Kansas City Chiefs and the
Indianapolis Colts, man. He was going to say Buffalo Bill.
I said Buffalo Bill one time during our pregame conferences and
really
meetings
like this,
with our
huh?
producers
okay.
and the crew.
You really
that
like
the
this.
Game, but
who's
that's
that?
The last time I said
General
it.
Shaw.
So please don't make a big issue out of that. Bud Dickman.
I do. I enjoy
I'm Steve
it so
Bozell,
much.
And you're looking at the face of Howard Cosell. Or
that's not Howard Cosell. That's Val Michael.
Val Michael? Who is that?
I said Al Michael.
Well, no, he said Bell. I mean, that's not Howard Cosell. I know it's not Howard Cosell. I made a mistake. You're looking at the face of...
Dad, that's us doing a game of everything.
Well, you're looking at the face of death, you know.
All right, so there you have it. That was part of that. That was from a playoff game, Harvey, in 2014.
Yeah, so I gathered, and I enjoyed it. I loved listening to Bud and to Bozell because they were so... it was terrible, you know.
What, you saying it was bad?
It was so bad, it was great. I mean, you guys couldn't find your rear end with both hands. You're stumbling over each other, you know, and mispronouncing words.
Now, I know we had Steve on yesterday. Can we pull him up on...
Get him on the line three.
Get Steve Bozell on the line with us here. I think it's just, not exciting, but I think it's an interesting prospect to be talking to these guys. You know, Steve's very, very sensitive, General. And you as well, Harvey, you know, given his, you know, if he does a bad job, he doesn't like really necessarily to get a whole lot of heat for it, if you know what I'm saying. So,
Let me tell you something about Steve Bozell, as I call him that, because it pisses him off.
My name is Steve Bozell. You know,
there he is right now.
Well, speak of the devil.
My name is Steve Bozell, and you can carve it any way you want. You can carve it sideways. You can get white meat, get dark meat out of it. But the name's always going to be Steve Bozell.
You know, Steve, that's wonderful. Steve, this is Harvey Wireman. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
All right, hey, Steve, I was just saying how great you are.
He likes the way you did the football.
Oh, you did, huh?
Yeah, goddamn right. And I'm sorry, Phil, with the language.
Yeah, watch it.
This is, there are children listening.
Yeah, I understand, Margaret. There's children listening. Yeah, I'll bet you money. I got money that says there's not one kid listening to this right now. What do you want to... Yeah, you want to make a bet on that?
You know what? But Mr. Wireman, I would say that I'm a father, and I know my daughter would be listening to this where I allowed her. Well, her mom is the one who allows them to do things, but I know she wouldn't allow it. That made a lot of sense.
Let me ask a question. What did you like the most about the Dickman-Bozell action?
Well, you know, what I loved about it was raw, it was real, it was dumb, and it was brutal. And that's football.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was saying.
Yeah, well, no, that's... the Dickman, shut up, okay? The less you talk about this, the better. But what I loved about you and Steve Bozell is you were dumb, and it got dumber as the game progressed.
You're here to make fun of me?
Oh, I'm not here to make. I'm telling you what the strength of your play-by-play was. Phil, is there any way that we can hear any more of that?
Sure. Let's bring up some of the ball game. This is from January of 2014. Steve Bozell and Bud Dickman.
I mean, that's how I don't mean anything by it, but you're looking at the face of...
There's the face of the death right there.
Oh, that's Chris Kringle, who is the...
Chris Kringle is the...
I mean, Chris Kringle is, yeah. Thank you very much, Bud Dickman. Chris Kringle is Santa Claus. That's Chris Colon Full. And we call him that because we just think he's full of it.
What?
That's fine. He called him Chris Colonful. And had I been that guy's agent, I would have sued. Oh, God, I would have sued.
All right, now, Harvey, you are the kind of a guy that is, no holds barred. And you were going to talk with us here about the longest game ever played.
Oh, yeah, that was the Kent. Yeah, I told you about the longest game. Did I play that for you?
Play it for us.
No, did I tell you about it?
No.
You were going to talk about the longest game ever played, the Kansas City Chieftains, right?
No, what is it? Kansas City Chiefs, Margaret, I'm sorry. And the Miami Dolphins. I'm here to tell you that was one of the greatest football games I ever saw. And, Phil, I heard you say Ed Podolak was one of the greats.
Ed Podolak?
He said that it was Ed Podolak.
Yeah. Oh, did he? Well, I don't remember the name, but it was one of the great... Number 14 for Kansas City.
Ed Podolak ran nuts that day. He had one of the great ball games that, you know, these players, sometimes just an obscure player, not so much obscure was Keith Lincoln. Obscure was Keith Lincoln for the Chargers back in the early 60s.
Who?
Keith Lincoln.
For the what?
For the Chargers in the early 60s.
The Chargers in the early... What was that? Was that a football team?
Yes, it was a football team. They played the Patriots. They won the American Football League Championship.
Oh, get out of here with the American... Are you ready for this guy?
Well, the American Football League Championship, Phil, was... was kind of a chicken crap.
Yeah, pretty much chicken crap.
No, it was not chicken crap. You want to know how I know? Because the NFL incorporates all their records, all of their standings. They incorporate every kind of... The entire history of the AFL is incorporated into the professional football record book. That proves it.
Well, I mean, Mr. Evan, come on. They did that on account of the fact the AFL had so much money.
Yeah, right there, that's it. The American Football League was loaded.
I don't know anything about... What is the American Football League?
Margaret, look. The American Football League was a bunch of millionaires who put teams in places like the Houston... they had the Houston Astro, or the Asshat. You know, you call them the Asshats is what I call them.
Houston Oilers.
Yes, the Houston Oilers. And they had another real turd, the New York Titans. God damn.
Remember that team? Boy.
Yeah, the New York Titans. Somebody asked me if I wanted to invest. I was a young attorney. I said, well, you know, I mean, I was in my 30s, but I'd been making some money. He said, there's a guy, Harry Wismer, you know, Phil?
Well, the early ownership of the Titans was...
Yeah. There was nothing is what it was. Anyway... That was, and then they had a lot of team, but that was the American, and they had nothing but money, so sure they're gonna.
Well, they had talent, so.
Look at Henry gets on his high horse about this.
Yeah, Jerry, the American Football League, everybody knows, stinked it up.
Yeah, they stinked it up, all right.
So you're telling me about some game.
I guess I'm just saying that there are players who've had great playoff games that you don't hear from anymore.
Well, that guy Podolak, and then they had Lenny Dawson, and they had all the great ones, and that game lasted forever. And I was watching that game with a guy named Jerry. That was Jeremiah, as they called him, Margaret. Jeremiah Spencer was a lawyer. He'd been caught with his pants down around his ankles. I had been drinking. And the combined effort, young attorney had committed suicide.
Good God!
Well, it wasn't that bad.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking... I'm talking about the day that the Dolphins played the Chiefs in the AFL.
Well, you're saying that a young attorney committed suicide?
Yes, yeah.
And it was your fault?
That's what they said. All I remember was Jerry Spencer had his pants down around his ankles, and I was smoking some big fat, I don't know what, it was probably marijuana. And the next thing I know, I heard a guy say, "It sure is hot today," and he leaps out of about a 40th floor window in the offices that we're in. And they said, "We did it." And I went through a whole goddamn rigmarole with these clowns. I said, "What do you mean we did it?" They said, "Well, you're in the office with him." I said, "Well, we didn't do anything. I'm sitting there smoking a big fat joint. Spencer pulls his pants down and is running around." And they said, "Why?" I said, "Because we'd been drinking, you know, and we're watching this football game." Well, we finally, they let us off.
God almighty, that's a terrible story.
Well, it's a terrible story, but it's actually a pretty good story.
Talk about what?
What?
Well, you talk about a man jump out of a window.
Yeah, but he said it sure is hot today. That was the...
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
It means it was the middle of the night. What is it supposed to mean, you know?
Well, it wasn't the middle of the night. That Kansas City game lasted until... It lasted, I think, until about 10 o'clock at night or 9 o'clock.
Whatever, okay? But he says it sure is... This kid attorney...
What was the young man's name?
I don't remember. He was sitting there... I was smoking a fat joint, and Spencer pulled his pants down. And I said to the police when they interviewed me, I said, "What do you want from me?" He said, "Well," I said, "that's all I was doing."
So this kid just decided to open a window, huh?
Well, it wasn't really. It was one of these windows. You don't really open it. You have to kick in the glass. But 40 floors up, I felt a breeze.
You better believe you felt it. Are you serious?
Yeah, I felt a breeze. And I turned, and he'd knocked out one of the panes of glass. He looks at me, and he goes, "It sure is hot today," and then dives out. And I'm telling you, it was a swan dive. You would, I know this is bad, Margaret. It was a gorgeous swan dive.
I don't want to hear about it. And you know something? This is one of the problems I have with you, Harvey. I have never heard a man trivialize tragedy as much as you.
Hey, let me tell you something, sweetheart.
Watch the sweetheart stuff.
You will not call me sweetheart.
I'm just trying to tell you. You know.
Look, in general, everyone knows you've seen it all and you've done it all, but that's a sad story.
It is, huh? Let me tell you what. With me smoking that fat blunt and Spencer running around with his pants down.
What do you mean running around with his pants? What was this guy doing?
I don't know. All I know is he goes, "Hey, Harvey, look at me." And he's running around. He's shuffling about. And I'm going, that's great, Jerry. And I light up this big fat blunt. And Garo Yepremian puts it through, and I go, "Hey, Jerry, I don't know if you saw this, but it looks like the Miami Chiefs beat the Kansas City Dolphins," because that's how messed up I was. And then I heard a guy say, "Hey, Harvey," and I turn, he goes, "It sure is hot today," and he dives out the window.
What a bizarre story.
Yeah, it's a bizarre story. Goddamn right, I've been telling that story for 40-plus years, but don't go hanging it on me.
Well, come on, man, you're making a big joke about it.
I'm not making a joke. I'm telling you what happened.
Well, anyway, that goes to say that you saw the Kansas City Chiefs game, huh?
Yeah, we saw it. It was a hell of a game. And
who else did good in that game?
And who cares after a story like that?
Well, I mean, I'm just curious.
Well, as I remember, the Kansas City defense had a fat actually with Podolak winning, or not Podolak, but yeah, Podolak. Kansas City's defense got the Bob Greasy, and Kansas City should have won that game because they had a kicker.
Jan Stenerud.
Yeah, well, I wanted to say, look at this guy, you know.
What?
I mean, you know.
It said Jan Stenerud, and I wanted to say it.
Okay, you can say it.
Jan Stenerud.
Where was he from?
Norway.
All right, what else?
Well, I mean, Henry's going to jump in.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
Jan Stenerud was from Norway, and he was the kicker of the Kansas City Chiefs. And this guy could kick that goddamn ball. I mean, I'm telling you, you couldn't believe it. They had kickers in those days, you wouldn't believe it. So this Yepremian and Stenerud went back and forth, and they kept missing, and finally Yepremian puts it through. And that guy Yepremian, that's the same clown, you may remember, Phil, the same ass that tried to throw a pass.
Yeah, against the Redskins in the Super Bowl in L.A.
Right. Yeah, that's the one. He tried to throw a pass. Oh, God, it was wonderful.
We're talking with Harvey Wireman, in case anyone wants to know. Harvey Wireman, the attorney at law from San Marino, California, remembering the 1971 Kansas City-Miami playoff game, and also an event that occurred while you were watching the game there in the office. What office were you in?
We were in the legal offices we worked at. I was working at that time. I was working for Stan Howell Steinhauer, Lilac, and Lip Lock or something. I can't remember anymore. It's been so long, and I had that gray period, you know.
Stan, what is it again?
I was called Stanfill, Red Ass, and I forget.
No, you don't even know, boy, oh boy. Did you win any cases in those days?
I kicked ass, you kidding? I just don't remember what was the name of it. But we were in the office there. I think we were waiting to go to a Christmas party. But it's some kind of a deal.
That was on Christmas Day, 1971.
Yeah, sure is hot in here. And then out the window, I think his name was Boyd French or Bliss French. That was it. A guy was shot. Was that it?
Bliss French.
Yeah, Bliss French. You know?
Who the hell is Bliss French?
The guy that dove out of the window.
Oh, man.
No, he doesn't understand.
All right, Harvey, thank you very much for that walk down memory lane. And don't forget, it's going to be Steve Bozell and Bud Dickman, and they will be doing the...
As
here they are.
You know,
these are the two of them from 2014.
Big game.
Doing this game.
Yeah, get Steve Bozell, not me.
I love these guys. You should listen on Wednesday. They'll be doing a commentary on a debate.
TV was the Eagle and the... The Eagles and the Chicago Bears.
What do you mean the Taco Bears? Bear.
Just completely I'd say that. Raped and get butchered up the Chicago Bears. It was bad.
Well, you better believe that. All right, we're going to come. Oh, man, did you just hear that? She goes, I'm waiting for a rock hard fight. Did you hear that?
Yeah. What's that about?
That the lady who sings, she just goes, I'm waiting tonight for a rock hard fight. Oh,
All right, thanks a lot, guys. That's Steve Ozell and Bud Dickman, and they will be doing the coverage of the debate on Wednesday night. World famous Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Harvey.
Yeah, this is the Phil Henry Show. I'm Harvey Weierman. It sure is hot today. I'm kidding.
Every day I hit the highway, I know I got to make me a lot of money. I got a wife, I got a kid, I got a car, I got a cow, I got a house, and brother, I got this gun. Yes, making the highway your byway is one way of making a living. I rob 6-7 banks a day. It's a great way to make a living. Why not you trying the highway? Rob a bank. Paid for by my Robway. I can't understand. That's the problem. Why I don't work anymore. I can't understand him. General Galen Shaw here for the Backstage Pass, the world-famous Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass. Now more than ever before, access thousands and thousands of hours of media going back all the way to the late 90s and in some instances, well before that. The Miami shows await. And once those get transferred to digital, Jack, you better step back, way back.
Famous Phil Henry Show website. Get a subscription now for a month or a year at philhenryshow.com.
I'm General Galen Shaw. You look like some kind of a putz to me.
Hey! Wiggle my neck and flat, even though it got main China on attack.
But that'd be wiggle my neck.
I don't know, man. Some kind of rap.
Well, I don't know what it is either, but I am very much enamored of this kind of music, I guess. I don't know. Slapping the glass. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Phil Henry.
Thank you very much, Margaret. That was an interesting conversation that we had with Harvey, don't you think?
No.
You don't?
No, I don't.
Why not?
I thought it was asinine. I thought that Harvey showed the immature streak that we all know that he has. I did not know that he found the suicide of a coworker.
Oh, Margaret, come on.
No, I'm going to say this. I do not know. I do not. God.
You did not know.
I did not know that he found the suicide of a coworker to be funny.
Margaret, it wasn't.
No. Don't start explaining it for him. He was sitting there, and he said he had his fly down. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
No, that ain't it. He said he was rolling a fat joint, to be perfectly honest with you.
Well, who had their fly down?
No, it was the other guy, that Spencer guy, running around with his pants off.
Oh, well, then it isn't that bad. I thought it was Harvey.
So it isn't that bad. The guy dove out of the window.
Well, he said it's hot today. And Harvey looked and nodded, as anyone would, and then he dove.
All right, folks.
That doesn't groove me.
I'm not asking whether it grooves you.
All right, so folks, that was Harvey Weierman, one of our great, 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 one of our greats, man. He's been a longtime member of this staff. And, you know, we don't talk to him enough.
No, we do not. Harvey Weierman used to do the news. Now, a lot of people want to know what happened to that.
Well, I mean, what happened was that Harvey couldn't read. That's what happened.
Dad, don't you remember?
I remember him having a very hard time reading because of the glasses.
Yeah, he had a glasses problem, and so we finally had to get rid of it because it wasn't making it.
What do you mean, get rid of it?
Get rid of him, because it wasn't happening. So I got a jacket back today from the tailor, and you know, I bought this jacket. I had bought this jacket special for the San Gabriel Country Club auction.
Now, Mr. Henry had been an auctioneer for LaSalle High School, which is his alma mater, at a special event at San Gabriel Country Club.
Yeah, and you wore a nice jacket, though. Everybody liked it.
Yeah, I wore a nice jacket, but the jacket I wanted to wear was a kind of a light blue, you know?
Look, don't get the fashion model thing.
This isn't about fashion model. This is about the jacket that Phil bought.
What is it, a magic jacket?
Oh, hold on. So the jacket I wore was a dark gray. It was a beautiful jacket. I loved it, and I had a great time. But this other jacket was a blue.
Like a sports coat?
A sports coat. Yeah, like a sports jacket. So I go and I get this thing today from the tailor, because he called me and said, Mr. Henry, the jacket's in. I'm sorry it took so long. I'm sorry you weren't able to wear it the other night. And I go over there, and the thing's like a tent, you know?
It was what? It was too big.
It was way too big. It was way too big. Don Berman, who is a news anchor and a friend of ours, and from time to time he weighs in on all kinds of different topics, is going to join us here in a moment. Don has this problem. Now, when you are on television for a living, you have got to pick out your clothes. You got to make sure they look good.
Well, a lot of those television anchors have 7, 8, 9, 10 different kinds of suits and change of clothes. Now, they have a different change of clothes for every day in the week.
Yes, they do. And the women, too. The women, it seems to me, are the ones that are really, I think, are the ones that are... A lot of demands are made on them, on how they look, their makeup, and so forth.
Damn, Miss Gray, you know...
No, not Miss Gray anything.
Margaret's making a good point. Women are... the women in television news, particularly, are, I think, you know, they're constantly appraised for their looks. I'm not so sure that I would agree with any of that stuff. I want to get on the phone here, though. Don Berman joining us, because Don heard the story that I was telling. Don, how you doing, buddy?
Well, very well, and thank you very much for having me on the program. What I've heard, I agree with Margaret, that the female anchors do, and I see them all. Kathy Chastain is one. Deborah Duhang, who has been really one of the great performers for Channel 19 News. Deborah Duhang is a beautiful young lady and dresses as well as she can. And yet management here at Channel 19 is constantly on her for her choice of makeup, for her hair color.
Well, that is unbelievable. When you say that she dresses as well as she can, is it that particular part of it?
Well, she Donna Duhang is a wonderful woman, and she is part of the Up With People segment, and I've had her on my newscast. You know, we do the 5:30, the 6, the 6:30, the 7, the 7:30, the 8, the 9, the 10, and the 11, and the 11:30.
That's you're on all night.
No, I'm not on all night. There's about a half hour. What is with him?
But the kid's saying that you're on a lot.
Yes, I'm on a lot. You want to know why I'm on a lot? Because I get ratings. Oh! Ouch! So, you know...
Yeah, you get ratings. Now, what about Donna Duhang?
I get ratings. What about Donna Duhang?
That's who you were talking about.
Oh, yes. Donna Duhang is a beautiful young woman, but she tends to dress a little on the frumpy side, and they're always trying to get her, can you spruce it up a little bit? Can you get the dress a little tighter? You know what I'm saying.
See, right there, that is code, and you have to know this, Don. That is code that a woman hears, and maybe only a woman hears it, and it says, your talent, your ability as a news reporter is not good enough.
No. That is not it.
Well, then why are they bugging? Do they bug you?
Do they bug me? No, they're not going to. Why would they bug me?
Just for the same reason they're bugging her.
Really, for the same reason. I don't wear a dress.
No, not because you wear a dress. Do you look good?
I'm Don Berman. Do I look? I don't know how to answer it. I'm Don Berman, all right?
I know you're Don Berman, but do they ever tell you you got to look better?
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, then why are they saying this to Donna Duhang?
Because she looks like she's got on something that looks like it's straight out of 1978. She's got her hair teased up, so she looks like some Puerto Rican. Forget it.
Now, I just heard Puerto Rican.
All right, I didn't mean to say Puerto Rican, but I'm just saying...
Is she Hispanic?
You're going to...
No, Phil, she's not. I'm not going to get you. You don't get to call me a racist today, Phil. Today, you get to take a vacation from calling me a racist.
Well, I mean, you're intimating that.
Look at the big word, intimating.
Hey, Don. Hey, Don, how come every time we have you on the show, man, it's like you're in mortal combat with all of us?
Because I come on here with the best of intentions. You want to find that funny? And you people proceed to bend me over the side of the ship just before we hit the equator, and it's either kiss the gutter's daughter, meet King Neptune, or give it up for Daddy. Shit! Hey, Don. Oh, fuck. Here comes L. Ron Martin.
Who's that?
That's the general manager.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, Don, how you doing? I'm on the air right now with Phil Henry. Oh, yeah, well, let me forget. I say hello to Don. Hey, Mr. Henry, it's L. Ron Martin.
Hey, Mr. Martin, how are you doing? How's business?
Hey, it's very, very good. I hope and I would wish and I would like very much for you to come and to visit the TV station, to come on the set and look at Don. You can look at him, what he does, and everybody. I would like that very much if you would do that.
I'm very, very gratified, sir. Yes, we will. Should we set that up with...
I set up with my assistant here. Set up with Nicole is her name, huh? Right, honey? Is that your name, honey? Okay, her name's Nicole. Okay, here's Don. Jesus Christ.
Now, you want to know the guy that is giving me a hard time about the way I look? That guy. And I'll tell you, if fat was something that you got an award for, that guy had run the table.
We're talking with Don Berman from Channel 19 News about his experiences in TV news. This all started when I went out and got a sports jacket.
Now, all right, so you were telling me the sports jacket was too big. And I asked, well, how big? And you said that it would look a little tent-like.
Well, it was just everywhere. It was big, man. I mean, even Lauren noticed it was big. And I'm not the smallest guy.
Well, don't I know that.
All right, you know what, Berman, you're not either.
What's that got to do with anything?
Here we go again. So you don't care what you look like.
I don't have to care what I look like. I do news. I'm Don Berman of Channel 19 News. You got that, right? You got that?
Yeah, we got that.
Yes.
All right. I give the news. I give a little bit of the headlines, and then I say, here's Donna Duhang, and she does her thing. Here comes Randy Pepcock with the sports. Here comes Goldie Showers with the weather. And then it's me again, Don Berman. Now, you ask me, what do I wear? I can't even tell you what I wear. I don't remember. I know what I have on right now because I'm in the newsroom. I have on a shirt.
Is it clean?
I beg your pardon?
Is it clean? Is the shirt clean?
Well, you know what, Margaret? Now that you mention, no, it isn't. I got some food because I had dinner. Is that a problem?
Okay, but does anybody tell you you have food down the front of you?
Why? Jesus, you people.
So in other words, if you're a man in TV news, you can get in there with food down the front of you. It doesn't matter.
I don't know about the other guys. I'm Don Berman.
All right, so you get in there, you got food down the front of you.
Yeah, I went to P.F. Chang's. Look at that, there's a noodle. I got food, I got a stain here on the left, and I got right here, because as you know, Phil, I wear a goatee. I've got a little bit of, what is that? Is that cottage cheese? I got cottage cheese in the right of my beard.
Were you on the air like that?
Like what?
Were you on the air with cottage cheese?
I must have been, because I sure as hell didn't. Yeah.
And if people call in and say Don Berman had cottage cheese...
They don't, Phil. They don't. They listen and they watch me for one reason. What's the news? What's going on? I could get on the air and vomit, all right? I could say, excuse me for a moment, folks, and pitch up and vomit into a bowl and then say, I'm sorry about that. Now, moving on to sports, and they wouldn't say a thing. Why? They have full confidence in me.
See, that to me, that doesn't sound fair because you have that young lady, Donna Duhang. Everybody says she looks like a frump.
Well, she's wearing these goofball outfits. She's got on the 1978 outfit. One day she came in here with some goddamn... It looked bad. Then she had her hair cut punk style. I said, you can't do that. Go home. Then she came and she had like a racing stripe through her head. Then another time she came here and it was like a mini skirt combined with a pair of shorts. What do you call that?
Culottes.
What?
Culottes.
Yeah, that's it. Culottes. I said, well, you're not wearing that. I said, that's, she said, well, it's the latest thing. I said, maybe 1961. I said, and everybody knows that culottes are no good because you can't use. So anyway, but she's still working for us. You want to know why? Because she takes our suggestions.
So all you do is bug this kid about how she's dressed.
No, Phil, that's not all we do. We also do a damn good news report. You know that?
Well, it doesn't sound that way to me. It sounds to me like you hassle this kid and you with the food down the front.
Yeah, doing all that.
All right, well, look, we're talking here with Don Berman from Channel 19 News, and we were going to talk about my jacket.
Well, so what's with the jacket?
The jacket is something I bought to wear at an auction.
But the jacket you did buy, you wore, you liked.
Yeah.
So why did you buy a gigantic jacket?
because I was going to have it taken in. Actually, no, the first one that they had was too small, so they got one that they said fit me. I put this thing on. It's like a triple X. It's way too big.
It was a triple X, and you're saying it's way too big.
Get a load of him, Phil.
What is it?
Phil Henry.
Hey, you know what, Don? Yes, it was way too big.
All right.
Hey, Phil, it's all right, man. You say the Jag was too big, huh? You know?
Yeah, it was too big.
Triple X?
Give me the phone.
Hey, don't tell me to give you the phone. It'll phone you, wop.
Hey. Ah!
What the hell?
Jerry, call him back.
The hell was that? World-famous Phil Henry show. And Phil, is he okay?
Done? Yeah, who screamed? Who? Goldie Showers? How's you doing? Goldie Showers was under Don's desk. Oh, okay. And as soon as somebody... Yeah, so he bit down. Okay, give me that phone. Hey, Don, Phil Henry, can you go on the air? You can't. Why not? What? Oh, is that right? Performance rights. What happened? Goldie Showers, he was under your desk.
Well, what did he say?
No, never mind. I'm going to call him up and find out what he said there. Go ahead. World-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
My God.
It's only there, Goldie.